Hello, and welcome to the Tideway Investor Call. Throughout the call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards, there will be a question and answer session. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. Today, I'm pleased to present Mark Sneesby, the Chief Operating Officer, and Matthew Duncan, the Chief Financial Officer. I'll now hand you over to Matthew. Please begin your meeting.
Thank you, Jerry. Good morning and welcome to the half-yearly investor update as at the 30th September 2018. As the new Chief Financial Officer, I'm very pleased to be joining Tideway at an exciting stage of the project. Just to recap, we're going to run over the past 6 months, and Tideway generally has made good progress on a number of fronts, and we have now mobilized on 20 out of our 21 sites as we speak today. Over the next 20 minutes, we will focus on the key issues and highlights, particularly for delivery and financing, so that we can allow time for questions at the end of the discussion. I would now like to introduce Mark Sneesby to provide an update on the program.
Thank you, Matthew. Morning, everybody. Just starting on slide five, I just wanted to start with health and safety. There were no major injuries during the six-month period, which is good news for all of us. Although we did have nine lost time injuries, five of them were longer than 7 days and therefore reportable to HSE. Not where we wanted to be, but actually, when you look at us compared to other projects, we are outperforming, and that was our target. The focus remains, and we're confident we will continue reasonably good progress. We'll move on to slide six, just an overview of the program. So we have ordered all of our six tunneling machines. Three of them are on site, two at Central and one in the West. Our fourth one, the Frogmore Connection Tunnel, it has passed its factory acceptance test and is ready for delivery any time now to start tunneling. And the other two machines in the East have both all passed their factory acceptance tests and are being dismantled, ready for shipping probably at the back end of this year. As we move into tunneling, then our marine logistics ramps up, and we've been focusing on managing that and the risks around that. So we completed a navigational risk assessment in line with the Port of London Authority, and we have a marine logistics group to make sure we can coordinate those activities and our movements on the river. As Matthew said, we made significant progress, and we are now mobilized on 20 of our 21 sites as planned. During this sort of time, this mobilization, we have come across various issues, which you would kind of expect, that has put several cost pressures into the program. Probably the most significant of these are the engineering challenges we've previously reported at Blackfriars, the cofferdam and ground conditions at Kidhead Memorial Park, and cofferdam construction at Albert, and I'll talk a little bit about those later. That does mean that when you take all these pressures together, we have substantially eroded our available contingency, and as you'd expect, we have put a program in place to mitigate cost pressures across the program, working with our supply chain, our main works contractors, and with Thames Water to find out how we can save costs. And this comes in very various forms. How do we eliminate overlap? How do we make ourselves more productive? What value engineering is there, and how can we reduce our overheads? Total costs for the six-month period, $325 million, which brings our cumulative to just under $1.5 billion. And I think it's worth noting that post-period end, our first main tunneling machine started, and we've now done 100 meters of main tunnel in Central. If I move on to the areas, slide seven, I'll just pick up a few highlights. In West, as I said, the second TBM, Charlotte, has passed its factory acceptance testing, is due for delivery anytime now. Carnwath Road Riverside, which is the main drive site, the TBM is on site. We've completed the shaft excavation and the base pour, and we're now getting ready for tunneling. And at Hammersmith, we've completed our shaft excavation and actually are well on and with the connection tunnel works at that site. Moving on to Central. As I've previously said, both TBMs are on site. They've been lowered down into the shafts and put into the adits, and tunnelling with Millicent has already commenced, started just before Christmas. At Blackfriars, I think as we previously reported, we had some engineering challenges, predominantly around the two large Victorian gas mains that are in the embankment, that required us to change our construction methodology. That has been very successful, and working with Cadent, we are now in a position where we don't think we need to divert those mains as a result of the methodology we've adopted, which is good news. At Victoria Embankment, we had the same issue, the same gas mains, and we have needed to divert those. Those have been diverted, and as of this period ended, they were decommissioned to be diverted. They are now back in supply. And then at Albert, issues with sheet pile cofferdams at Albert have been resolved, and the work is now underway and progressing well. If we move on to the east on slide 9, Chambers Wharf, which again is the main drive site for the eastern contract, the cofferdam and the diaphragm walls are complete, and the shaft excavation and the installation of the acoustic shed has commenced in preparation for tunnelling in the future. Kinghead Memorial Park has probably been our biggest challenge, where we've encountered unexpected ground conditions and have to take on significant mitigation works to stabilise the ground. This is ongoing, but it has resulted in us resequencing the works at Kinghead Memorial Park and realigning the tunnel so that we can take that one away from the critical path. And then at Greenwich, which is another of the fourth main drive sites, the construction of the shaft and acoustic enclosure has commenced, and we're working on the combined storm overflow diaphragm wall. That was all I was going to cover in progress so far. I'll hand back to Matthew.
Thank you, Mark. If turning to page 10 on financing, during the first 6 months, during the six-month period ending September, we had $325 million of new term debt via four bond issuances during that period, which now makes Tideway the largest corporate issue of sterling green bonds, with $775 million of bonds now listed on the London Stock Exchange. As at the 30th September, we've received full funding from our shareholders at $1.275 billion, and which is the full commitment at license award, and as at the 30th September, a restricted payment of $30 million was paid, which was to the shareholders as part of the usual payment process. Since June 2018, we have drawn a number of our deferred, firstly our deferred purchase bonds, which was roughly £100 million, and secondly, in July, we drew the first tranche of our EIB loans of £80 million. Since period end, we have drawn a second deferred bond of another £100 million, and that happened in December 18. As at the end of September 2018, we have total liquidity of circa £3.1 billion, and that easily is in excess of our target of having 18-month liquidity. 18-month target liquidity. In referencing credit agencies, both Moody's and Fitch have affirmed their existing credit ratings, so that hasn't changed during the period. And following the successful debt raising, which has happened over the last year or so, post the September 18, we made the decision to cancel a further $250 million out of our revolving credit facility, and that was done in December. If I'm now pointing to page 11, which is just a summary of our financial performance during the period. During the period, there were total costs of circa $325 million incurred, and that meant that at the end of the period, the costs that were capitalized were circa $1.48 billion and, as an asset under construction. It is notably for both direct costs and total costs, they were much larger than for the same period compared to the same period 2017, and that's a signifier of the higher activity going on in the last 6 months. If I now go to page 12, just referencing cash, the cash movement in the last six months, there was a reduction of $123 million from a cash balance of circa $846 million down to the period end balance of $724 million. The key proceeds were $180 million from borrowing drawdowns during that six-month period, and that compared to a cash outflow, which was all to do with construction costs, obviously, of $276 million. If I reference external debt, the external borrowings as at the end of the period were circa £1,005 million. And that, if I then point to the next page, page 13, the only point I was going to make there, which is no change from previous periods, there was no taxable profits and thus no corporation tax charges incurred during that six-month period. I'm going to move directly on to page 15 and just make reference to the ratios. The ratios are provided there on page 15, the key ones that are required under the CTA, and the key points to note are they are provided for information purposes, and both the RAR and the interest cover ratio are well within the limits that are expected for us at this point in the project. If I then move on to page 16, in terms of other reportable matters, there were no major issues to report. In that page, you can see there's detailed a number of board changes, which, given the stage of the project, it's a natural point of change as we move into the main construction phase, and certainly with the addition of Mike Putnam and my joining, it helps with the change in the process to move to a more construction phase. That concludes the presentation, and at this stage I'd now like to hand over to Jerry to allow time for questions.
Thank you very much. If you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. There will now be a brief pause while questions are being registered. Once again, just to remind participants, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads. You can withdraw your question at any time by pressing 02 to cancel. And our first question comes from the line of Alice Pulbrook of Macquarie. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi. Yeah, thank you very much for going through that. That was very helpful. I'd like to get a bit more information, if possible, just on the savings program you're planning to undertake in relation to the lower contingency budget than you're seeing because of overrun on construction costs.
So it was savings program, did you say?
Yes, you mentioned that you had a substantially eroded contingency budget, and so you were looking to undertake a cost-saving program. And you mentioned sort of overhead reductions and efficiencies. Just if you could give a bit more information on that, that would be very helpful.
Okay, I'll take that. Yeah, so we set up a program last year to look across the whole program about where we could save money, both in direct costs with the contractors and with indirects associated with Tideway costs. From the supply chain, we've been looking at improvements in processes. So how can we get things through quicker? We've also been using a continuous improvement program, so deploying people onto the sites to look at how we deliver and how we can make productivity increases across the patch. We've been looking specifically at all of the temporary works that we've put in place across the program and whether we need to remove those or actually it's more efficient to leave them in place. On the indirect side, I think generally, as the projects move forward, it's right for us to make organizational changes, and we've done that and realized quite a significant cost savings from that exercise. We continue to look at this on a weekly, monthly basis and challenge ourselves to see what other savings we can take out of the program And we'll be updating all of that to come up with a statement during the sort of year-end and annual reporting process.
And just to supplement Mark's answer, referencing the indirects, we've already baked into our calculations a number of cost savings identified in indirects, and we'll be able to report back by the time we're going to as we provide more information with the completion of the annual report and how we're progressing at year end.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, just to remind everyone, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads now. And it seems we have no further questions on the line, so if I could hand the call back to our speakers for closing comments.
Thank you, Jerry. Well, thank you very much for attending our call this morning. I hope you found the information provided useful, and we look forward to hearing from you in the near future. Thanks very much.
This now concludes our call. Thank you for attending. Participants, you may disconnect your lines.